Kick it, Martha.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky. And people.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Today is Sunday, August 8th.
2010.
And you are listening to episode 307. Oh, wow. Well, yeah, it's 307. You guys haven't gotten 306 yet because I've been kind of lazy and I just forgot about the show. And then I was like, oh, okay, I'll do it on Friday. And then what did I do on Friday that I didn't do it?
Apparently, you were having fun with...
Oh, with Samantha.
Yes.
Yeah, we went out to eat and then we came back and watched Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh.
So... Oh, how was everyone? How are you?
Yeah, well, our listeners will probably notice that me and Ricky aren't quite as perky as we normally are because both of us were a little drinkies last night and we're in various states of
hangover.
I have a slight headache. Ricky was up hurling his guts out at 7:30 this morning, so...
We went to two separate parties.
Yes.
And I actually have, it's either known as Beeger voice. Sounds like I've given like 500 BJs in like 3 minutes.
If that were the case, you'd always have that.
How dare you? And I also have the, I threw up like 14 times this morning and only 2 ounces of shit came up.
Ew.
A bunch of... like chunks of ham.
Well,
ham. Oh, big fatty ham.
I think my voice is pretty much normal this morning.
Yeah.
But, or not this morning, this afternoon. But I drank last night. I went to my friend Kathy's birthday party at her house. Uh-huh. And she makes what everybody calls pink pussy punch.
I have had that.
And it's good. It's damn good. But the next day,
it's not so good on
your
body.
Your head hurts a little bit.
Wow, Larry Vader retweeted that we were on Pride 48.
That's great. It's too bad he couldn't have actually
come into the room.
Joined us.
That's funny.
Well.
That's a big improvement. I mean, at least he did acknowledge us.
We'll get him here sooner or later. We might have to strap him up in big fatty sling and force him to listen.
For some reason, I think he's probably been there before.
Okay,
we'll see if he listens. He'll
totally
know that we say that.
Got that mental image, and I'm a little disturbed.
No,
I'm
a little, no, ma'am.
No puppet show.
Who do you think would be more disgusted, Larry or Big Fatty? I'm thinking Larry.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, Lord. And today it's really gloomy. We've had storms like all weekend.
It's been kind of crappy weather here all weekend.
We've had a lot of rain, but we need it.
Here we are, two fags, talking about the weather.
Up next, three dogs and a cat. Which this summer...
And fiber and hemorrhoid cream. Well, now I use the metal Musil. Now you use the Dulcolax or Fiberlax or
Dulcolax. Oh, and we gotta talk about our Polygrip.
Speaking of our animals, that's what you called your ass,
Polygrip? No, that's you. But you know your ass gets used more than mine does.
Well, I'm shocked that you would say it actually has grip.
Well,
but it does.
By surgery, probably. Probably. You know. It was probably rejuvenated.
How dare you?
Speaking of our animals, we this year, fleas are fucking crazy.
Yeah, the fleas are atrocious this year for some reason.
Have we talked about this on the show?
No, we haven't.
I don't want to repeat it because if we did.
No, we haven't. But I'm always very good about keeping my dogs on the flea medication you get from the vet, and it hasn't done any good. I've done that. I've bathed them. I've given them additional spray.
Mm-hmm.
And I've sprayed the yard twice. Still, no.
And like the year before last, we had no issues. We're fine.
Well, no, last year and the year before last, it was fine. And then the first year I moved into this house, it was bad.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is that we don't have carpet. So, I mean, when we do finally get rid of them, which I think hopefully this time it'll happen, we don't have to worry about them being alive in the house.
Well, I just want to point out to Veritable Virgo and Q Sledge, we have dogs. So, unlike cats, we don't let them shit in a box inside the house.
And my cat doesn't poop inside the house either.
And then take it outside. So, dogs have to go outside.
Yeah, and my cat is pretty much like a dog now. He goes out when Finbar goes out.
Yeah.
And he actually, he just stays outside most of the time.
Yeah.
Except for one day this week.
I get home, open the front door, and there's Ricky's cat sitting on one of the chairs in the living room. I'm like... Get out of the house. Get the fuck out of the house. And nudged him outside. And
did he have his collar on? Did you notice?
I did not pay attention to that. So I texted Ricky. I'm like, your cat was loose in the house all day long. He's like, are you sure he just didn't come in the front door when you opened the door? I'm like, no, bitch. Because he was sitting in the fucking chair looking at me when I come in.
Like, yeah, it's just funny. I wish you guys, I wish we could do video of this while we're recording so people can actually see our faces. Both of the computers have cameras. I'm sure we can find out somehow to do it. But you have to see Julian's face when he's when he was telling me about the cat looking at him, like in the chair. The way Julian makes the face, it's like, yeah, bitch, I sat in this chair all day. What are you going to do? And he probably did just sit in that chair all day long. Because for some reason, when he is out, why does he go to that chair?
I don't get that.
And I remember when we first moved here and he would get out of my room, he would hide up under the recliner.
I know.
And then you'd have to pick him out.
And yeah, I'm beginning to wonder if some of the flea medications aren't losing their effectiveness. So I just switched them a couple weeks ago from the Advantage to the Advantix. So
that's what I gave Finbar. So hopefully that'll work. All righty. Well,
now that we've talked about our animals,
how about our hemorrhoids?
Yeah. Have you had your fiber this week? Oh, wait, we're big fatty now.
We haven't belched yet. We haven't begged for money or talked about weight loss yet.
Well,
so because I still want to talk about this. I don't care.
But oh yeah, we're gonna get to that. Seeing as how we don't have anything else to talk about, we might as well talk about
nothing.
That.
People in the chat room, do you have something?
We got an hour to fill, and
we really aren't. I mean, I just got up at like 2:40 because I got up and I wasn't even going to get up, but I'm trying to sell my 3GS and I found this guy on Craigslist who wanted it. Well, I went to go meet him.
Wait, the phone?
Yeah, the phone.
Oh.
Turkey breast sandwich. Yeah, that's what I ate last.
Okay, now we are big fatty.
And then, we got another review.
Oh, God. Oh, it's a good one. Wait, where's the bad one? Oh, there it is.
Oh, we got two of them since then.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. What was I going to say?
A few weeks ago, we talked about this on the show that we got a 1-star review. And the guy talked about how all we do is talk about weight loss and beg for money and gave us a 1-star review. So we called him a dickhead and shrugged our shoulders, laughed about it, and went on. We also had asked some of the people that follow us on Twitter to report a concern because obviously if you listen to us,
what he was stating was not,
it's total bullshit because obviously all we talk about is not weight loss and begging for money. So apparently, I guess maybe
his
enough people lodged a complaint or reported a concern on there that his original review was removed.
But he's back. So, and even better.
He's back and better.
So we're going to read what he put, and then you guys can put in a concern to have it removed. Yes,
Twatmonger is back with yet another one-star review.
It's called Most of These Reviews Are Fake. That's the title.
Because all of you listening, the ones that you put up there for us
are fake.
You're all fake.
The one thing I hate more than fat people bragging about weight loss is a podcast that has two men begging for money. Both happen in this podcast. If you follow these hosts on Facebook or Twitter, they complain and fish for compliments while routinely fighting with other shows. Okay. First, they're following us on Twitter. So
well,
it's someone.
Maybe they're just following you.
All my shit's private.
Well, maybe it's one of your followers.
Well, they specifically say if you follow there.
Well, I don't fish for compliments. Right. Not that you do, but...
And then we also don't fight with other shows. We have never had issues with other shows.
The other shows we talk about are friends of ours.
Right.
And we may, you know, joke around, but we do not feud with other podcasts.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous. We don't talk about that. That's not what we do. And that's not how we operate.
It's not professional.
It's not. I mean, to talk about Big Fatty being 20 minutes of reading coupons and grocery receipts is all good and fine because I love Big Fatty and I listen to him.
And he knows that.
And to talk about, you know, our friends over at That's What She Said being a spinoff from, you know, Ricky. That's out of love. It's out of love.
I don't know. Oh, we have more. Take most of these reviews with a grain of salt. The host threatened to end the show if people don't give positive reviews to cover any criticism. Oh, and check out the album art of the individual shows. One of them is blackface.
My God. What have you done? Are the worst people on the face of the earth.
And we had a person that was not happy with it. We took care of that person,
and we made sure most of a show that was actually discussing that issue and cleared it up. So I don't know if this expression is all over the place, but here in the South we call it this person's got a hard on for us, which means
they really are jealous and want us or something.
Well, it means that they want to
break us down
at any cost.
Right.
So
the people in the room are going crazy. They're like, how rude. I'm not fake. So if you guys, you don't have to, but if you want to go over to iTunes, report a concern, just say it's not I put in there that it's not an actual critique of the show. It's person trying to attack us. You can write what you want to write.
That's pretty much, and it's up to you. And you know, just think that he called your reviews fake. So, just consider that.
And then if you haven't been over to iTunes and left us a review, then do it, and that'll cover that one star.
Yeah. Well, Nessa asked if we said we were going to stop if we didn't get more reviews. We may have joked,
but that would not happen.
But it's called a joke,
right? And people did it.
Yeah.
So we're going to say now, if we don't get any reviews.
I'm pretty sure that anybody that listened that had a sense of humor understood that when we said we weren't going to release any more shows until we got reviews, understood it was a joke.
Right. Because we released the show.
If not, you're a douchebag with no sense of humor and SS Agate. You can suck my hairy asshole.
It's hairy? I don't think so. You shave that.
Okay. You can suck my clean shaven asshole.
You're like, okay.
It just sounded dirtier when it's hairy.
We did get some other reviews. I don't know if I read some of these. Let's see. I'll go down. Did we read Jimmy Bear 68?
I think so. Okay. Yeah.
That one. Floyd. I think it says, just says, thanks, guys. Let's see. We have Ginger Bear Lover. Did we read that? Foul Monkeys, a seriously entertaining show.
I don't remember that one.
Been listening to the show for a while now, and I must say that Ricky and Julian are my favorite personalities in the history of Foul Monkeys. Many times I find myself laughing along with them and have to rewind the show to catch stuff that I missed from laughing so hard. This is definitely a show I would suggest checking it out. God, it's too bad that that review's fake.
I know. Why did you create that profile, Ricky, and leave a fake?
I created all 172 of these. We have one from Coastal Seder.
Mm-hmm.
I just discovered this hilarious show thanks to Pride 48, and I cannot get enough of it now. It is foul and hilarious. Such great chemistry between these podcasters in the realm of the sublime. If you can handle them, they will be a source of laughter and an entertainment for a long time. Is that supposed to be source? Oh, okay. And then we got one from the lovely Miss Beaver, Kim Beaver. Make sure you go check out her...
The Lodge.
I wish I had balls like Walt. Nothing is funnier than listening to Julian's rants about one-star reviews and to hear how Ricky swears. But Walt already played that prank, so here's my five-star review. You need to be clever and have a fine sense of humor. Then you can fully appreciate what these two guys do. It is hilarious, interesting, inspiring, and personal, and I love it.
Poor Kim Beaver. She wants dried up, shriveled, and unused balls. That's for the one-star review, Walt. Love you, mean it.
And then we have one from Q Sledge, who's in the room.
Mm-hmm.
What else would you expect? Plenty of laughs will be found in the podcast for all those who dare to listen. I absolutely love it. Then we have two more after the one-star review. I didn't know we had these until today.
Uh-huh.
We have Foul and Fabulous by Nybuck 1974. Ricky has finally found a great co-host in Julian.
Duh.
Been listening to the show for a long time. It just gets better with age, like wine or cheese.
They're saying we're old.
We're old. And
we beg for money.
Beg for money. Because our Social Security doesn't pay shit.
Medicare won't cover my catheters anymore.
Won't cover my teeth. And then we have one more.
Okay.
Did you have something to say?
Well, I'll go ahead and read it, and I'll get to that.
This is from Cub Ducat. I guess that's how you say it. I needs my foul monkeys. There's not a whole lot I can say about these guys that hasn't already been said. I pod faded for a while after the first episodes and then picked it up when Nicole joined. I faded a bit again when she left, but I definitely am making up for lost time. Love you guys. How anyone could give this show anything less than 5 stars is insanity.
Duh.
We love him. I'm sorry. Well, it's probably a good thing that you did pod fade around the time that you did. And then you came back around Nicole, because Nicole did liven it up a little bit.
And then
Julian just put it over the
bar.
In
the stratosphere.
Yeah.
In the stratosphere. Ladies and gentlemen, the best co-host of Foul Monkeys ever. Joan.
Joan.
Speaking of Joan, my lovely boyfriend Connor had never seen Mommy Dearest. Had never seen Mommy Dearest, and Friday night I made him watch it. So,
and what do you think? Was he like, what the fuck?
Well, A, he loved it, mm-hmm. and second, he's like, you're not as bad as her.
He just hasn't seen yet.
Tina, bring me the axe.
I am bigger than you, and I'm faster than you, and I will always beat you. Let me see if I can find that on
box office poison. Joe in Dallas has joined us in the chat room.
Oh, shit. They must have let the people out from the fields.
Well, apparently he is still on CPT since he got here at 3:20.
Right. CPT is?
Color people time.
Mm-hmm. Also known as gay people time. GPT. Runs around the same.
Not said Nicole's laugh used to make his teeth itch.
Let's see if they have the... Oh, they have a club remix, but...
Yeah, I don't think this is clubby oops music behind it.
They did have, like, a YouTube clip of all of her, like, all the things she says in Mommy Dearest, and they had it to a dance song. And then, like, when the part she said she will always beat you, she was like, I will always beat you. And she says it, like, 10 times. And then you hear her going, ah! Poor Christy, though. Samantha has never seen it either, but she heard it. I was like, oh, Samantha, this is the best part. This is when she, like, chokes the bitch out in the living room.
Yeah, right.
She goes, what?
No. I am not one of your fans! And he chokes her ass and breaks the goddamn end table.
Which is really funny because you totally tell she's choking a dummy. It's not even like a real person.
Well, the movie is so campy and over the top.
I love it.
Incredible.
I love it. And working on the plantation as we speak, Joe says. Well, just to let you know that one of our album arts one time was a black-faced album art. So I'm pretty sure you were offended, but
you know what the best
we're sorry.
Best outfit to wear while you're picking cotton is?
What?
Knickers. I felt bad saying that.
I feel bad for you. So I think Samantha was a good co-host, and I think a lot of people really liked her because she had, you know, she's country and, you know, she's really nice,
right?
Super sweet.
But as sweet as she was, she couldn't devote the dedication and time that I have put into the show.
Right. So it's come to think of it, that one-star review mentioned that cover. Yes, it did.
Yeah. And
that's why we were talking about it.
Also, too. And therefore,
and such as
Connor had never seen another one of my all-time favorites, the very campy as well, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. So I made him watch that yesterday.
Did he like it?
Yeah.
So now we need to get him to watch. We need to for him to watch Steel Magnolias because he's never seen that.
He has seen Steel Magnolias.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
He was just not have seen it enough to be able to quote
it. No, which is still a gay crime.
Right. So maybe like what Joe did for Drew, you know, whatever. Maybe he needs to come up with a library of gay movies for Connor to watch too.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can also put in there a couple porns or something.
Oh, and you know there'll be black cocks, white jocks, and black boy on your knees.
Daddy gave it to me big.
White boy on your knees.
Big daddy gave it to me.
Cream filled.
We got some phone calls.
We do.
Yeah. Well,
goodness.
Let's play a couple of them because we're about to end this.
We are.
About to end this one. We got like 6 minutes, maybe.
Seven. Okay.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Foul Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Joe said, you are so going to slip up and say the other word and all gay hell may rain down on you. No, because as OCD and anal as I am very, very careful
with his letters
when I say that word on this show.
Mm-hmm. I would never say, well,
you have said that word on the show.
Only because I was either quoting someone.
You were quoting, but that word has actually come out of your mouth.
Yes, but it was not.
Not to be confused with all the other things that have come out of your mouth.
Right.
Or gone into your mouth.
How dare you finish my sentences? I have never said that word to degrade somebody. I've only either used it in if it was a joke or if it was being quoted, and in a joke, it's rare that I would say it. I would say N-word. Which doesn't make the joke funny anymore, I guess, but I'm just not the type of person to use that word. I get highly offended when people use it. So.
Okay.
Just saying. Okay. Hat M goes, what's the other word?
Well, he...
he may not know.
He may not know because...
he's in a different country.
And, well, let's see. I don't think they have an equivalent there.
Maybe. I don't know. Hat M, it's another word that dumbass Americans use for a black American in this country. It starts with an N, and it's very bad, and you never want to say it. If you say it, I will come to, where's he from? Budapest?
Yes.
Belarus? Whatever. And then I'll spank you. He's like, yes, please. See, well, Joe says the hubby hates when he calls him a cracker or a cracka. When people call me that, I just laugh in their face. I'm like, really? You're calling me a saltine cracker? That offends me so bad. I'm just like, really? But I'm also not a person that gets offended, like, when people call me a fag or whatever. I'm just like...
well, I am, so...
I don't... Well, if it's somebody I don't know, well, but if it's like a friend or something, no.
If it's some hillbilly driving down the road yelling out the window of their truck, queer, goddamn faggot. Yeah, no.
That's, well, I mean, Julian, really, you shouldn't be on the side of the road giving blowjobs.
As opposed to in the rest stop like you?
I have never had sex on a rest stop, thank you. In a car, yes.
At the rest stop.
Not at the rest stop. But like, I have had gay friends that get really offended when my straight friends call me their gay friend or their
gay friend is one thing, but
BJ on the roadside. All right.
Play a call, Ginger Bear.
Let's play it. One of these I may have played last week,
oh,
not for sure.
God.
Excuse me.
See Ricky trolling on the grinder. Now everyone knows that he's so white and gingy. Look at him, he's white and gingy. Look at him, he's white and gingy. Look at him, he's white and gingy. Motherfucker's white and gingy.
White and gingy. Quit touching, Joe?
I don't know, but quit touching my knee.
Sorry. Well, your knee shouldn't be exposed anyway. You're
well. Every
now.
Every episode, you keep inching closer and closer to
why.
My end of the
I'm
table.
Sitting...
Oh. Mm-hmm. Used to be your mic was like where the end of the far end of your keyboard is, and now it's at this end
because my keyboard's shorter. Wait, I had it on this side.
It was like it. I don't know.
Whatever, I won't fucking touch you. Shut. God. They touched. Worlds will collide now. Let's see here. We'll do the next call, and then we'll end this one and start the other one.
Hey, Ricky. Hey, woo! Julian. This is Matt from Chicago. Just wanted to let you know that I'm not in the room on Sunday because I got drafted into going to the Chicagoland Bristol Renaissance Fair for their unofficial gay days. So it's going to be interesting watching all the openly gay boys walk around and ogle the closeted gay boys with their wives and children. So I hope it's a good show. I'll be listening to it during the week, and I'll talk to you boys later. Bye-bye.
Why, thank you, man.
He hasn't got to hear the second part of that show yet. Oopsie, sorry. I've never been to a Renaissance festival. Have you?
No, it sounds like a bunch of
dorky people.
like a
Comic-Con or something.
Star Trek convention.
Yeah, but it's just a bunch of people that wish they lived in the Renaissance, I guess.
Oh, sorry, Veritable Pork.
Womp, womp.
Captain Kirk is way better than Captain Picard.
I just never really got into that like Renaissance thing.
I don't get it either.
It's kind of weird. Mm. Not weird. I should say it's not my thing.
It's
interesting.
It's to me. It's kind of on the same barrel first and blow me.
You wish, bitch.
It's on the same level as Civil War reenactors. I mean, why? Why pick some random point in history and...
Unless you really get to kill the fucking person, then it's not worth it. I mean, come on, really.
Okay.
Let's see. Let me read an email her for a second.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's wrap it up. We're at 30 minutes.
Andrea Barr says, where?
Oh, spit it out.
Episode 300. And it was on my birthday. You both fucking crack me up. And I love your show more without Nicole. Sorry, Nicole, but I just love listening to you both. I really do need to write you more. So smack my hand. And here is to you guys, keeping up an awesome podcast. Hugs, Andrea in Portland.
Why, thank you, Andrea in Portland.
I bet Andrea's a hot piece of ass. Just saying.
Wow. Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Why do you ever say that about women?
Last night, I did some crazy stuff at the party, which I really didn't talk more. I need to talk more about that.
Okay. There was pictures. But we are 31 minutes, yeah. So okay. We need to wrap up part one.
Give us a call, 206-984-3685, or call or text 863-666-0377.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
Make sure to check out Julian's wish list for his birthday. Woo-hoo. His 28th birthday.
Coming up on the 31st.
Yes. You can send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802, which I have finally given the key over to Julian.
About time.
Oh, we didn't talk about our package.
We have a whole another half hour. Okay. You can join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at J.C. Marple.
And you can follow me on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys or Facebook by searching for Ricky Burton. So I guess
excellent.
That's it.
That pretty much winds up episode or part one of this little 307. Show. Our little show.
Maybe we can get Sarah to come in. I think we got an email about Sarah anyway. So okay. maybe she'll be here to respond. But
thank you guys for joining us today.
Have a great week, and we will talk with you later.
This is Julian.
This is Ricky.
Peace.
Bye.